السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله with the fazal mercy, blessings and favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have gathered again to take His Pak and Mubarak name. It is only the tawfiq that comes from Him that brings us here. Otherwise there are many distractions and attractions in the outside world, and it has become extremely difficult for people to sit in the masjids. We are not saying that you have to sit 24 hours in the masjid, but even the little time that we sit in the masjid, our hearts are not in the masjid. Our hearts are outside the masjid. We leave our businesses, we leave our homes, we leave our families, we leave our other activities, and we come into the masjid, but we leave our hearts outside and we come with our physical bodies inside. Although that too is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that in these days our physical bodies come into the masjids. Because there are many people who don't even get the tawfiq of bringing their physical bodies into the masjid. So we should not make kufran a ni'mat. We should not be ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat that He has given to us of coming into the masjid and taking His Mubarak name. But what is essential is that together with our physical bodies, we must also bring our hearts into the masjid. Even though it may be for a little while, but if our body and soul both are going to work in unison, then we will get nur in our hearts. The positive and the negative wire, both are required to get our light on. We require both. In the same way, we require both our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies. If a person says that, no, I will only bring my spiritual self, it's impossible. How can you just bring your spiritual self without the physical body? If that was the case, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the alam-e-arwah, in the world of souls, He would have kept us there, and we would have made our ibadat with our souls. But these physical bodies are also essential. They are the vehicles. Our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, all these things, when we bring into the masjid, into our ibadat, into our zikr, into our tilawat, and together with that, if we have our spiritual bodies, our souls, then the speed of that plane or the speed of that vehicle is going to be very, very swift. The person reaches Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very quickly and easily because he has brought both things, even though it may be for a little while, but it helps in the purification of the soul. So it is the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and even if we take His name for a few times, for a little while, Allah Ta'ala has got a whole creation of angels. Allah Ta'ala has got angels by the millions and billions. We cannot count them. And these angels, they search for majlises of zikr, of tilawat. They search for majlises of ta'lim. And they hover over those people that are engaged in these type of ibadat. And we do not know to what extent they are above us. So therefore, we should not just look at who is in the masjid. There is another whole makhluk of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is also participating. And that is where we get the benefit, besides the sohbat of the saliheen, the company of the righteous and the pious, which lights up our hearts. There is this company of the angels also, that when the person is sitting in this type of a majlis, then he has got the company of the angels. The wings of the angels are covering him. We may not be seeing it, but we believe in what our Rasulullah has said. Our eyes can make mistakes. Our hearing can be faulty. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he has informed us, there can be nothing that can be of doubt in what he has said. So we believe that we are getting the company of the angels also. Now the angels are a pak makhluk of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They engage in ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah has ordered, they do. So in their company, the person also gets those sifats in him. So it is the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just for the information of brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, everybody was concerned at what had happened. that Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. It was only Allah Ta'ala's fazal that in Karachi for the 8 or 10 days that I was there in the company of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is a person of a very, very high nisbat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So I also went into a spiritual high. And then I got so worked up that I had a lot of plans and ideas that as soon as I'm going to return to Durban, then I'm going to fire on all pistons. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decided that he should have a heart attack in Dubai airport so that he comes down to earth. Whatever Allah wills, there's great khair in it. Allah Ta'ala, whatever he does, there's great khair in it. His wisdom we cannot understand. Therefore the Ahlullah, the walis of Allah Ta'ala, those who have got connection with Allah Ta'ala, they find peace and sukoon in all conditions. They get pain in the body, they get weakness, they may have no money in their hands, they may have patched clothes, but inside their hearts there is a kind of satisfaction, peace, tranquility. It is not disturbed by outside conditions. It was just the dua of my Shaykh and all you people. Otherwise, it was not something easy after an attack to still climb those stairs, to board the flights, to travel 8 or 10 hours, then take the local flight. But with that pain, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, brought me down safely. So this is the fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there is great wisdom and khair in whatever Allah Ta'ala does. He isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. He isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil se shukr karna, kabhi dil se sabr karna. This is the only way to travel on this route to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That sometimes you are making shukr of Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mats which He is showering upon us. The ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala unlimited which He is showering upon us. So sometimes the person is making plenty of shukr that, oh Allah, I am making your shukr, you have given me good health, good sight, good hearing, good speech, heart, liver, lung, all functioning, you haven't paralyzed me, you haven't made me deaf, dumb and blind, you have given me enough food to eat, you have given me transport, you have given me shelter. So he's making shukr, shukr, shukr. He isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. And sometimes when the tests and trials are coming, so at that time the person is making sabr. The person says, oh Allah, just as you gave me so many sweet things in life, it came from you. So if something bitter comes, it is also from you. So the person makes sabr. And Allah Ta'ala Himself gives that person the tawfiq of sabr. And therefore you will find that the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no restlessness that if I die then what? What's going to happen to my home? What's going to happen to my wife and children? What's going to happen to my properties? What's going to happen to my gold and silver? They don't become restless. Because their heart is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But they desire long life and they ask Allah Ta'ala also for long life and good health so that they may be able to accumulate plentiful of good deeds before they leave this world. So my dear brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, it is only Allah Ta'ala's will, Allah Ta'ala's decision that will be final and binding. Whatever He decides will happen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْقِ الْعَزَائِمِ. I recognized my Rabb when I found that my own plans failed. When my own plans failed, I realized and recognized my Rabb. So we have got such a wonderful deen, such a beautiful deen, that under all conditions we can find enjoyment, peace and tranquility. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate this deen of Islam. And there is no other solution to our problems except to get back to this deen. The fitnas are pouring now, pouring. I keep mentioning this and I'm telling you it is pouring. People are getting tempted into committing sins and thereafter suffering embarrassment, disgrace, shame and humiliation. We should not think that we are angels. We should never think that our nafs has come completely under our control. We do not know when shaitan and nafs can cause us to slip. As the Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that one buzrug, he left Damascus and went out of Damascus when plenty of evils came into Damascus. Women started walking the streets open, faced and not decently dressed, and other evils also came into Damascus, so he went away. And he started living in seclusion. So somebody asked him that, why are you doing this? Why don't you return to Damascus? You are a very pious person. So he said, where there is mud after the rain, if there's mud, then even elephants can slip. On clay, wet clay, even elephants can slip. So he says, in Damascus, I am afraid that my nafs must not take me towards evil. This is how concerned they were. But that lesson was actually for us, that we should never ever feel that our nafs has become an angel. Agar ye farishta bhi ban jaye, to isse badguma rehna. Even if he becomes a farishta, then too you must be careful, cautious. Take every step with caution. So this zikr, it helps, it aids. And at present throughout the world, it is the experience of people who are reforming and changing their lives, that zikrullah is a weapon. It is a means of getting this purification of the heart. It assists and helps in the giving up of sins, obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq.
Ameen.
To do what is pleasing to Allah and stay away from everything displeasing to Him. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی
मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। पंजे गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपना बना ले अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। जाम मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। जाम मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। Allah, 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 Allah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू। لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah
Muhammadur Rasulullah
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
May Allah Ta'ala accept the little that we have made. We have to take it easy to get onto track again. But make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala give me complete salat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم ستار غفار اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ فار گیونگ مرسیفل اللہ اے اللہ تجھ جیسا پیارا خدا کوئی نہیں ہمارا تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں تو ہی ہمارا ہے اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو یا اللہ وے آر وی گوئنگ ٹو لیو یو اینڈ گو دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو او اللہ یو آر رحیم یو آر کریم یو آر ستار یو آر غفار You are the most forgiving one. Ay Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the grave. Do not test us in the akhirat. Ya Allah, we do not have the strength to bear trials and tests. We are extremely weak, therefore we are seeking from you, O my beloved Allah. Long life, good health, prosperity, peace, happiness, tranquility. All the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah. O my beloved Ar-Rahim, Kareem Allah, we have recognized you as our Rabb. Ay Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napak hai, hum nalayak hai. Hum namak haram hai, teri nehmatay kha kha kar teri nafarmani karte hai. Oh my beloved Allah, we use every nehmat provided by you to disobey you. Oh Allah, when there's strength in our bodies, we commit zina, we commit adultery and fornication. When there's strength in our bodies, we go to haram places. Oh my beloved Allah, when we have got good sight, the more haram we see with our eyes. When we have got good hearing, the more haram we listen to with our ears. When we have got good speech, the more haram we speak with our tongues. Oh Allah, when our hands and our feet are in good condition, the more haram we touch with our hands, and the more haram places we walk with our feet. Hey Allah, if there had been another merciless Allah, He would have seized us the moment we committed sins. He would have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, how kind and merciful and forgiving you are, that in spite of all the sins that we have been committing, you are giving us so much to eat, drink, wear. Hey Allah, Tu hum par raham farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved, most compassionate, kind and forgiving Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ey Allah, teri nafarmani ke andar hamari zindagi guzar gayi. But from the time that we became of age up till now, O Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive them. Ya Allah, give us the strength and the courage not to return to those sins again. Ya Allah, give us the strength and courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions, O my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, after giving us respect, do not bring about humiliation and disgrace and suffering. Oh Allah, after giving us health, do not give us ill health. Oh my beloved Allah, after giving us wealth, do not give us poverty. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hum par raham farma. Ey Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai. Lekin mere pyare khuda, tu zaifon ko quwwat dene wala khuda hai. Tu kuffar aur mushrikeen ko islam aur iman dene wala khuda hai. اے اللہ تو منافقین کو مخلصین بنانے والا خدا ہے اے اللہ تیرے لئے کیا مشکل ہے ہمارے قلوب کی حالت کو بدل دینا What is it difficult for you, O Allah, to change the condition of our hearts? Oh, my beloved Allah, the ni'mats which you give us the tawfiq to use it in accordance with your will and desire. Ya Allah, do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Ya Allah, if you become displeased with us, then we face nothing but destruction. If you are pleased with us, O my beloved Allah, then the kingdoms are ours. Then everything is ours. But if you are displeased with us, then nothing is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. اے میرے پیارے خدا تو ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے Make us yours, O my beloved Allah. O Allah, the treasures of the Muslim heart has gone. We have lost the treasures of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. O my beloved Allah, in sins we gain nothing but misery, a life of restlessness, uneasiness, disrespect, humiliation and disgrace. What else did we get in sinful life except suffering of the heart. Oh my beloved Allah, the hearts become restless and uneasy. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd and qanaat. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with halal rizq and sustenance. Plentiful of halal rizq and sustenance. Remove the financial difficulties of those who are suffering financial problems. Ya Allah, those who are involved with bank interest and as a result they have found themselves in great difficulty. Ya Allah, provide for them abundance of halal and get them out of the clutches of the banks. Ey mere pyare khuda, aaj musalman sare alam ke andar pareshan hai, kahin par unko chain aur rahat nahi hai. Sirf Allah walo ko ay Allah ye rahat naseeb hai. Oh Allah, it is only your friends and your walis who are happy under all conditions. Oh my beloved Allah, connect us firmly and strongly with you. Oh Allah, bond us firmly and strongly with your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, hamein wo marifat naseeb farma, wo yaqeen naseeb farma. Bless us with that marifat, with that yaqeen, with that tawakkul, with that shukr, with that sabr, with that zuhd, with that qanaat which you bless your awliya with. Ya Allah, do not let nafs and shaitan become our masters. Ya Allah, remove us from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there is such pleasure in being your slaves. There is such pleasure in being the slave of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a taste of the enjoyment that you give to the Ahlullah and to the Walis of yours. Ay Allah, hamein awliyai siddiqeen ki nisbat ata farma. Ya Allah, Mozambique ke andar jo floods ke andar nuksanat hue, ay Allah, thousands of people have become homeless. In so many other parts of the world, people who were living in good homes, people who had jobs, people who were earning well, people who were eating and drinking well, ay Allah, they have lost their homes, they have lost their businesses, they have lost their earnings. Ey Allah, un sab par raham farma. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins that mankind is suffering in the world. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices for us. Ya Allah, how much of his blood flowed in the markets of Taif. Ey Allah, how much of his blood flowed in Uhud? Ey Allah, how much of stoning, how much of persecution, torture? Ey Allah, mere pyare Nabi de, chain se kabhi khana nahi khaya. Ummat ke liye rote rahe, ummat ke liye mangte rahe, ummat ke liye khoon bahate rahe, ummat ke liye paseena bahate rahe. And for the sake of the ummat, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. Ya Allah, when he is informed of that ummah today being in the casinos, in gambling dens, in adultery, in fornication, in cheating, in stealing, and in fraud, and in all kinds of haram activities. Ey Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, even the kuffar and mushrikeen did not cause him so much of hurt as we are causing him today. For in his beloved land, Madina Tayyiba, and in Makkatul Mukarrama, the fitnas are pouring like other parts of the world. Ey Allah, haramain sharifain ki tu hifazat farma. Har fitne se hifazat farma. Ey Allah, har fitne se Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, hamare madaris ki hifazat farma. Hamari khanqao ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, if it had not been for our ulama-i haq, if it had not been our mashayikh, oh Allah, if it had not been for your walis, if they had not conveyed the deen to us, oh Allah, we would have been ringing bells in some church. We would have been bowing down before some idol. Ey Allah, tu ne tere fazal se hume bacha liya. Ya Allah, daily we are hearing of janazas. Ya Allah, 5, 5, 6, 6 and even 10 janazas have been leaving one home. Ey Allah, lekin uske bawajood humare dil ke upar koi asar nahi padta. Ya Allah, because of the abundance of sins, our hearts have become pitch black. Quran, ayats upon ayats, hadiths upon hadiths, ey Allah, are having no impact on our hearts. We keep making tawbah and breaking tawbah. But oh my beloved Allah, where are we going to go? Agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to mere khuda, tu bata ke hum gande kaha jaye. Where else are we going to go? Which other home is there for us? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Allah, each and every one who is here has come for no other purpose but to take your Mubarak name and to repent over the sins that have been committed in the past and to pledge not to return to them in future. Ya Allah, give us all the tawfiq, give us all the himmat, give us all the courage and the strength, O Allah, to stay far away from things that are displeasing to you. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to mere pyare khuda Madina Tayyiba we have a bought the sea farma. Ya Allah, we are so sinful that we hope that if we are buried in Jannatul Baqi, then we will get the winds of Rahmat blowing over us. But O Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, then wherever our death is destined, Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, people are dying in prostitute quarters. People are dying in the cinemas and theaters. People are dying in the state of adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, people are dying glued to the television. Ya Allah, so many instances we are listening and hearing about. Ya Allah, hum sab ki maut tu mubarak maut farma. Khatima iman par farma. Our parents who may have passed away, our brothers and sisters, our relatives, our family members, whoever has left this world. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive their sins. And Ya Allah, when our time comes to leave this world, take us away with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے اللہ جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان ہے تیری شاعن شان ان کو جزائے خیر دے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ کرام the تابعین تبع تابعین اولیاء of the امت our parents our family members so many of our friends یا اللہ whosoever has shown generosity and kindness towards us bless them with the best of this world and the آخرت یا اللہ اس دنیا کے اندر ہمیں استقامت نصیب فرما ایمان کے اوپر استقامت نصیب فرما خاتمہ ہمارا ایمان پر فرما یا اللہ so many of our brothers have gone for Hajj and people from other parts of the world so many brothers and sisters have gone for Hajj یا اللہ bless them all with Hajj مقبول and مقبول ان کے لئے حج انتہائی آسان کر دے اے اللہ ان کے دلوں کو وہاں کی پاکیزہ فضا سے اور وہاں کے برکات سے مالا مال فرما دے یا اللہ light up their hearts with the noor of those mubarak places and give them the tawfiq to abstain from everything evil especially in that mubarak land اے میرے پیارے خدا all the duas that رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made for the ummat of khair bless us with that goodness bless our parents with that goodness bless our wives and children with that goodness bless our brothers and sisters with that goodness bless the entire ummah with that goodness and from all the mischief and corruption and fitna including the fitna of Dajjal including all the fitnas that will come up till qiyamah from which my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for protection oh my beloved Allah protect us protect our wives and children protect our parents and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ya Allah where are we going to go If we go east, it is your kingdom. If we go west, it is your kingdom. If we go deep down the ocean, it is your kingdom. And if we go up above the heavens, it's your kingdom. How can we escape your sight and your hearing? Ay Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farmale. Accept our duas with the wasila of Rasool-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما دین بھی دے اور دنیا بھی دے دنیا بھی دے اور آخرت بھی دے اے اللہ جنت بھی دے اور جہنم کے عذاب سے حفاظت بھی فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله